protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
From downtown Lansing, it's another intrastate battle between the Lansing Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps, the 451st all-time meeting. So good to have you along here with us. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa from Jackson Field. Not Jaxa Field, but give it some time. The Whitecaps yesterday won a slugfest 15-9. They have opened up the second half 4-0, while they have dropped the Lugnuts to 0-4 and to an 8-game losing streak. Lansing turned things around starting today. They've got the right man on the mound to do so, but he'll take on a tough customer for West Michigan. Starting pitching matchup in a moment, but first, hello there, Adam.
What's going on, man?
Yesterday, what was going on was the offense, and specifically, the home run bats of the Whitecaps.
Yeah, 15 runs, 17 hits for the Whitecaps, a team that has pitched it much better than they've hit it this year, but welcome to hitter-friendly Jackson Field. Welcome to the Lansing Lugnuts, who have struggled, Jesse. The ERA sits above 5. They're the only team with a team ERA above 5 this year. And unfortunately, it was a tough start yesterday for Blaise Pontes. But my goodness, the Whitecaps took advantage. Max Anderson had himself a day. 4 hits, 3 extra base hits, 2 home runs. He knocks in 4. He scores all 4 times that he reached with hits. I mean, an incredible offensive output by the Whitecaps, and we'll see what happens today.
Well, the man tasked with trying to quiet those bats is Chen Zhongao Chuang. Chen Zhongao Chuang out of Taiwan has been one of Lansing's most consistent pitchers ever since he joined the team, earning his call-up from Stockton. What do you expect from him today?
Well, I expect another good performance. Last time out against Beloit in that series where Lansing struggled, right? They lost all 5 games. They came up, and he pitched well. He gave him a chance. 3 innings, gave up just 1 run, and he had 5 strikeouts. So can he do that again where he can go 4 or 5 innings and potentially keep the run limit at 1 or less and give the offense a chance to gain the lead? This team needs some confidence right now. They've dropped 8 in a row. They're just searching for a way to end that skid and kind of find their identity once again here in the second half.
On the other side for the Detroit Tigers High A affiliate, Jaden Hamm is getting all the headlines. We'll see Hamm tomorrow, but it's the man who leads the Whitecaps in innings pitched. It's Carlos Marcano. 60 2/3 innings worked through 14 appearances, 13 starts, and the ERA, Adam, is a cool 3.41.
Well, the month of June has been good to him. Every performance, all 4 of his starts in June, 3 runs or less. 3 of them have been 2 runs or less. You go back to his last 5 outings, he's had 2 outings where he didn't give up any runs. So this is a guy in his first year with West Michigan, second year starting in the organization, and he's given them some stability at the front end of games.
Marcano, not very old. He's 20. He's going to turn 21 on July the 8th. So the Whitecaps, the Lugnuts, let's give you the starting lineups just exchanged at home plate. West Michigan will lead off with shortstop Jim Jarvis. Batting second, the left fielder Seth Stevenson. Second baseman Max Anderson hits third. Adam mentioned what a huge game he had yesterday. Anderson had 4 hits, 2 doubles, 2 2-run homers. Luke Gold, the first baseman, cleans up. He had a 3-run homer yesterday. Then Roberto Campos, the center fielder, bats fifth. batting sixth, the DH Luis Santana. Patrick Lee hit a three-run homer yesterday. The right fielder bats seventh. Batting eighth, switch-hitting third baseman Danny Cerretti. And rounding off the order, the nine hitters, the catcher Josh Crouch. Yes, the catcher Crouch will be settling into his crouch a little bit later on. Jarvis Stevenson Anderson, Gold Campos Santana, Lee Cerretti, and that great afternoon Crouch in support of Carlos Marcano. Adam, your spotlight, white cap.
Jesse Peter Crouch, he was tall, he was heading balls, he was scoring goals. It didn't fit. Josh Crouch, it fits. It's his first day in the lineup. He's turning it over. Let's go with the man behind the plate today.
What about Barty Crouch?
Yeah,
Junior.
Yeah, either one of them. It doesn't work.
On the other side, the Lansing Lugnuts lead off with the DH Johnny Butler. Batting second, center fielder Henry Bolte on base four times yesterday. Shortstop Ribiel Anales hits third. Batting fourth, the first baseman Will Simpson. Hitting fifth and right field, Brian Guelbas. Third baseman Luke Mann hits sixth. Batting seventh in left field, Danny Bautista Jr. Hitting eighth, the switch hitting catcher Cole Kahn. Rounding things off, the second baseman Casey Yamauchi. Butler Bolte Anales, Simpson Guelbas Mann. Bautista Jr. Kahn and Yamauchi in support of Chuan. Spotlight Lugnut is...
I expect a magical performance tonight from Brian Guelbas.
Magical.
That's right.
By the way, Ruby Anales will be looking to extend a season-high 10-game hitting streak. Keep your eye out for the number three hitting shortstop. Let's check in with the weather now. Because yesterday, Adam, you mentioned the weather right from the very top. As the Lugnuts clad in the home white uniforms take the field before the national anthem, how do you think the weather will affect today's proceedings?
Well, we're looking at wind that's kind of shuffling around 10 miles an hour. We're not really picking a direction. It looks like it's blowing out to right again, and 79 and sunny, but a lot less humidity, 45% rather than up around 70. So I think, again, if you choose to hit it down that right field line, you got a chance to hit some home runs tonight.
Down to the field, time for our national anthem. Very fascinating anthem tonight.
All right, Bowie Stone with a little Whitney Houston remix on the national anthem tonight. Well sung down there. We are ready for baseball. Do you have inhibitions? Well, you might want to lose them. It's time for the Lansing Lugnuts, 0-4 in the second half, 32-37 overall. West Michigan, the hated rivals, 4-0, 35-35. It is the third time this year the Whitecaps have put together four straight victories. West Michigan won last night 15-9. You win tonight because here is the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jaxa. Let's take a tour around the diamond. Cole Kahn is catching. Will Simpson's at first. Casey Yamauchi's at second. The shortstop, A. Ribiel Anales. And at third base, Luke Mann. From the outfield, Danny Bautista Jr. in left, Henry Bolte in center, and in right field, Brian Guelbas to support the right-hander from Taiwan, Chen Zhengao Zhuang. Zhengao Zhuang making his fifth appearance, his third start, getting called up from single-A Stockton. Lansing is clad in the home white uniforms with the red crowns, the cap, the black bills. Lugnuts across the front of the chest in red with Luggy the Lugnut serving as the tee. Down the field for two big words. Play ball declared and here we go. Home plate umpire Alex Shears, the bases umpire Ian Durkin. West Michigan wearing the navy uniforms with the side slats, the baby blue and the white. The Detroit Tigers' old English D logos on the right sleeve. On the left sleeve, the West Michigan Whitecaps' Angry Wave logo. Road gray pants. Khan fires it down. Send that ball around the infield. Yamauchi to Analyse. Over to Luke Mann at third. And then give it to the righty on the mound. Adam, your keys today for Zhuang.
I think, again, it was similar to yesterday with Blaise Pontes. Make him hit it. And find a way to get off to a good start. Mix your pitches, put them in the zone, and see if you can get some weak contact.
7.05 p.m., Jim Jarvis steps in. And the former member of the Alabama Crimson Tide takes a called strike one. 7.05 p.m., we are underway right on time. Michigan State Capitol. Righty dealing to lefty. That runs inside. It is the whole slew of pitches in the Zhuang arsenal. Those a four-seamer, a cut fastball. He can curve you, he can throw you the changeup or the split finger, and his splitter is good. The 1-1. Right in there for the called strike two. Off speed from Zhuang. He always looks in control, that deliberate pace. Clock counting down. 4-3-2, the pitch. Fouled back. Jarvis yesterday, Adam, the defense looked great offensively in a game in which his teammates had 17 hits. He was 0 for 5. He did deliver a run with an RBI groundout. Mustachio Jarvis waiting. The blondish brown hair peeking out from underneath his navy helmet. A 1-2. Popped him up. Zhuang clears the mound. Third baseman Mann comes in. He calls for it. And Luke Mann is there for the catch, two-thirds of the way to the plate. Out number one, a pop-out.
Well, he had a run a little bit of a way there, but good news, that one was up there for a while. So Zhuang had time to look at it, then look at Mann, and Mann realized he should look at Zhuang and go get the baseball. And by that time, he was able to make the catch.
One man down. Here's Seth Stevenson. Righty-righty, no score. Pitch, fouled back. Now Stevenson in the opener collected four hits out of the two hole. He had three singles, a double, he knocked in two, he scored three in the 15-9 win. Strike one toss. A ground ball down to Mann, grabs, throws across. Simpson receives out number two. So yesterday Jarvis popped out. But then Stevenson got the hit parade going with a base hit before Max Anderson homered. Today, Stevenson dispatched, and Max Anderson steps in with two outs and nobody on. Anderson had himself a ball game yesterday. 4 for 5, two homers. The pitch, fouled straight back. 94-mile-an-hour heater starts him.
We don't call him Max Anderson anymore after yesterday. We call him Mr. Anderson.
He wasn't Mad Max, but he made the home faithful pretty irate. It torched things. 0-1. A ground ball weakly struck to shortstop. Analyse gloves. The throw to first. Out recorded. Side retired. That's as awkward as Anderson has looked in this series. Three up, three down against Zhuang. Let's go to the bottom half. West Michigan, nothing. Lugnuts coming up against Carlos Marcano.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Go to the bottom of the first inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson. Whitecaps nothing. Here come the Lansing Lugnuts. Carlos Marcano offers. Johnny Butler takes ball one low. Mile-an-hour fastball to start him from the right-hander. The 20-year-old offers. That's right in there for a called strike. Johnny Butler yesterday opened up the first inning with a triple. He walked, he singled, he tripled, he scored three runs. Lugnuts lost, though, 15-9. Takes ball two inside. Butler DHing, followed by Bolte and Angeles against Carlos Marcano out of Maturin, Venezuela. A 2-1. A ground ball hopping foul up the right side. Two balls and two strikes. The catcher is Josh Crouch. At first base, Luke Gold. Max Anderson plays second. Jim Jarvis is at shortstop, and Danny Ceretti's at third. At the outfield, Stevenson in left, Campos in center, Lee in right. No score. The pitch. Butler takes ball three high. Well, Marcano coming in, only 21 walks and only one home run allowed, 60 and two-thirds. A payoff pitch. The leadoff hitting Johnny Barrels. Low ball four. So walk gets things going for Lansing. The ball game's first base runner. Butler aboard, 11 for 13 steals this year to bring up 20-year-old Henry Bolte. One of the top hitters in all the Midwest League. One of the top prospects in all the Oakland A's organization. No score, the pitch. Bolte takes the off-speed high. Tried to float in the breaking ball. Bolte yesterday walked, was hit by a pitch, and he singled twice. Finished 2-for-3 officially. 1-0. Strike called. His last swing, a two-run single up the middle. The last gasp for the Nuts. They scored four runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. The game ended with two runners stranded. The pitch. Bolte takes. Hang on. Ball called by Ian Durkin. And the bases umpire gives Butler second. That is the 10th balk spotted against the Whitecaps this year. For Marcano, it's his second. He did not come to a complete stop. So Butler in a scoring position. Henry Bolte right now is tied for first in the MWL in RBIs, 51 of them. 18 doubles, 5 triples. 11 home runs for the man who leads the MWL in extra base hits and total bases. Here's the pitch. Bolte lays off on the fastball low.
Remember, Lansing got started quick yesterday. They give up the two-run homer in the first, but Bolte was able to come in and get him a run in the bottom of the first.
Ground out brought in Butler. Then Butler was at third. Marcano looks back at him at second. Deals. Bolte way out in front. 2-2. A. Ribialanales is waiting on deck. The shadow of the video board has fallen across the left fielder, Stevenson. Center fielder Campos, deep, straight up. 2-2. Bolte goes down swinging. First strikeout for Marcano. One away in the home first.
That's a good pitch. It's just sliding away from Bolte. It stayed in the zone, but he's just unable to make contact with it. That's a nice way to bounce back after a balk and a walk.
Jose Ribiolanales, riding a 10-game hitting streak, two-hit game yesterday. Righty to righty, he fouls it off. Carlos Marcano coming off a six-inning outing. Last time out, he received the loss, but he gave up only one earned run in six innings against Dayton. Walked one, struck out five. Whitecaps offense, though, no support. He fell 7-1. The bullpen didn't help. The offense scored only that one run. Here's the pitch. Lays takes a called strike two. Really, Adam, the way that this year has gone for Marcano. After two-thirds of an inning in his first start of the season, then three straight with four innings, and then he started a span of throwing five innings in every start. He fires. Anales bounces foul left side. And now the last two, he's gone six innings. And if this season stretched on into December, he'd be throwing 9-10 innings. At this rate, he's been great, the 20-year-old.
He's been exceptional in June and seems like a guy that is a starter only the last couple of years. They've found something here.
0-2. Anales grounds it sharply off the glove of third baseman Soretti. That hops down the left field line. Windmill for Butler. He's coming home. Throwing to second base. That's not in time to get Anales. 1-0 Lugnuts. Aribiel Anales doubles home Butler.
What were you saying about some hit streak, Jesse?
11 games now for Ruby.
How about that? Longest this year for a nut? That's impressive. And there's your first inning run for a second straight night.
Yes, sir. You know, Lansing this year, Adam, 43 of the Lugnuts' 69 games. The opponent has scored first. So this is the 27th in which Lansing has scored first. They have a 16-10 record. Will Simpson takes a called strike. Started him off with a hook.
Well, and this is a year, Jesse, where we've been on that in years past, where it's really mattered if the opponent scores first, Lansing has struggled. That's not the case this year.
Marcano looks back, offers to Simpson. Strike two called. Off speed, inside corner. No, this Lansing team, 20 comeback wins.
We talked about it yesterday. It's something they believe in. They battle until that last at bat, and they keep coming at you.
Marcano's pitch, Simpson taps it foul at home, stays alive. Well, Will Simpson, you'd figure, should be a significant part of that. There comes the manager, Tony Cappuccelli, out to argue, saying it's a foul tip hung onto by Crouch, and it didn't bounce in. And the home plate umpire, Alex Shearer, said, no, you're incorrect, simply a foul ball.
That was the quickest conversation I think we've ever seen in baseball history.
Just a misunderstanding.
Just a blow-by there.
Simpson yesterday took an over, did have a sack fly. Two-strike pitch here. It bounces foul.
You know what that was right there? That's when you go out to get your newspaper in the morning and you don't like your neighbor, so you give him the courtesy, hey, and you just keep walking. You're not stopping for a convo, just, all right, I got to say hi and just keep going. Keep it moving.
Does that happen to you?
No, I don't get a newspaper, Jesse.
Are you making a reference to an era that you are not a part of?
Not anymore.
Have you seen this in a sitcom? 0-2. Ground ball, foul, wide of third.
Call me out for my past life choices.
I think this is great. You consume media at a wonderful rate, and I love the idea of you making reference to things that you no longer experience. But I know exactly what you're talking about, so it's universal. Anales at second, one out. The pitch, down low. Lansing is leading 1-0 on the Anales RBI double.
You know, the make-believe cul-de-sac. Everybody goes out to get their mail at about 10:43 and 32 seconds in the morning. You check it out, and here comes Frank across the street.
Are you now going to complain that kids don't play baseball like they used to? Simpson grounds another pitch foul. Hangs in there.
My kid
is playing t-ball right now.
I was going to say, I'll save that for somebody else. I'm all good.
You can come over to my house anytime you'd like, and there's probably baseball getting played. The Beloit Skycarp have joined the Living Room League. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I would like to get a home run count on that youngster in the league.
Adam brought a Beloit Skycarp hat home. Simpson takes a ball low, and the count from 0-2 is now evened. And that is 8 pitches in.
You know, because every broadcaster in the Midwest League has a son that only cheers for the team that his broadcast squad plays against.
He's a front runner. And things did not go well for Lansing in the series in Beloit. 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. Simpson grounds it up the middle. That is cut off by the shortstop Jarvis, though, in the first. Barely in time, Jarvis nips Simpson. Anales takes third. Such a slow-developing grounder. And yet Jim Jarvis, the Rawlings Gold Glove winner at Alabama, he got there, he dished over to first, and Simpson, who runs well, beaten at the base.
And I think it was the correct call. I think Alex Shears got it right. It looked like it just beat Simpson by half a step.
Ryan Wilbas now takes a called strike in the outside corner. So a 9-pitch at-bat, but Carlos Marcano comes back and gets him. There is action right now in the West Michigan pen because Marcano has simply had to use so many pitches so far. Righty to righty, 1-0 nuts, the pitch. Wilbas swings and misses. A look down to third by Crouch, but no throw into Ceretti. Anales back in standing. Ruben.
He's done this the last couple of days. When a ball's coming his way, he goes two hands up on the helmet to block.
The pitch. Wilbas foul, tips it, strike 3. Side retired, 2 strikeouts for Marcano. 1 run for Lansing and a walk and a double, runner left at third base. As we go to the second inning, it's the Nuts 1 and the Whitecaps nothing.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his 4th military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
A Rebiel Anales' RBI double has staked the Lugnuts out to a 1-0 lead. We head to the second inning. Luke Gold will lead things off for the Whitecaps. Campos Santana to follow against Chen Zhangao Zhuang. Righty, righty. Zhuang throws. Luke Gold takes the curveball inside. Gold yesterday was 2-for-5 with a 3-run homer. Not a single, not a run scored. Small ball, gorilla ball. Ball one offering. Ground ball hit down to third. One hop from man. Feathers across for out number 1. So against Juan so far, a pop out followed by 3 straight ground outs. And now Roberto Campos. Righty to righty. 1-0 nuts. Fly ball center field. Henry Bolte in to his left toward the alley with the catch. Loping over. Two gone for Luis Santana. Bolte takes big strides with that glove held high. Wind is blowing left to right across the field, tickling the American flag out beyond the right field wall. The pitch to Santana. Up high and away. One ball and no strikes.
Well, you said it. I mean, he can move, whether it's quick steps or it's those long kind of gazelle-like steps. The way works to track down that ball.
Five up, five down against Juan, who deals up and inside. We've got blue skies above, light cumulus clouds here and there, just little puffs of cloud. The 2-0. Strike called on the outside corner. Something that we had seen with Juan, Adam, had been that, in general, consistently, there was one runner on base against him in every single inning. Would get stranded. On the 2-1. That just missed. A curveball that he tried the inside corner, and he didn't get the call by Shears. 3-1. Very close. However, the last time that Juan took the mound against Beloit, he allowed a run in the first inning, then a perfect second, a perfect third frame. He offers here. Not a ground ball punched on the right side. Somebody needs to cover first. Picked up by Yamauchi. Juan over to the bag. He's an athlete, and he covers for the out. 4-1. Will Simpson, the first baseman, removed himself from the play, and so Juan helps out Yamauchi, Santana, and the Whitecaps done in the second. And that's 6-up and 6-down against the right-hander from Taiwan, who 1.5. Lansing leading West Michigan by a 1-0 score.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Chen Zhong out Zhuang has two perfect innings. Carlos Marcano to the mound for the bottom of the second. 1-0 Lugnuts. First offering, Marcano did not get the call. Ball one in the shadow zone to Luke Mann. Second pitch. Mann rips it on the ground, foul up the right side. Ball at a strike in the left-handed hitting third baseman. The Missouri Tiger, Luke Mann, 14th rounder last year. Followed by Batista Jr. and Khan. The pitch from Marcano. Sizzled on the ground a second, knocked down by Anderson. Picks it up, throws to first for out number one. That's a case where Luke Mann is hurt by his own bat speed. He ripped that at 106 miles an hour. And so for Max Anderson, all he had to do was stay with it, even though he didn't glove it cleanly. And it was just on him in such a hurry. Low one away for Danny Batista Jr., the left fielder, who takes the breaker for a called strike. A great hook that buckled him at the knees. 1-0 Lugnuts. Righty to righty. Ground ball down the third baseline. Base hit. And this heads into the left field corner. Batista Jr. tears around first. Hustles for second. Picked up by Stevenson. Danny's going to try for three. Relay throw not coming in till late at third. Strum it, Danny. Sliding one out triple.
It's good recognition by Danny. There were struggles for Stevenson to pick that ball up there in left field. Danny took a peek out when he got to second, realized the struggles, and he's hipped for third. So Lansing, an opportunity, a cusp of getting another run here in the second.
fourth triple for Batista Jr., 30th triple of the year for the league-leading Lugnuts. Kolkhan takes ball one inside. 1-0 Lansing and looking for that second. Shortstop Jarvis is right up through the middle of the diamond. All the infielders are in. Ronnie Marcano kicks and deals. Khan swings and misses. Off balance.
You think that was electric or acoustic out there that he was playing?
You know, for Daddy, I would go acoustic. I think he's a coffee house kind of guy.
I could see that. Good vibes in that coffee house with D. Bautista G.
Yeah. Break even. Khan. Whacks it in the air out to left center field. Campos to his right. Runs it down in the left center alley. Tagging up at third, Batista Jr. crosses. Sack fly Khan. 2-0 Lugnuts. And that is how offense works. Just get a triple here, add a fly ball here. It's not quite the same as a bloop and a blast.
Sometimes it is that simple, Jesse.
Here's Casey Yamauchi, the number 9 hitter. 2 outs, nobody on. A 2-0 Lugs lead. The offering. A ground ball sent to shortstop. In comes Jarvis to vacuum. Throws to first. Side up, side down. Lansing adds another run on a hit. And as we go to the third inning, it's the Lugnuts leading the Whitecaps by a 2-0 score. Adam Jaxa takes you with the call of the game as we head to the fourth inning. As we head to the third inning from Jackson Field.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there from Jackson Field. 2-0, Lugnuts in front. Little housekeeping note, they have changed the Danny Bautista Jr. triple to a double. And they go air on Seth Stevenson. So just a note for the second, Lugnuts still get their second run. And Chen Zhongao Zhuang has pitched well so far. Six up, six down. He faces the bottom third of the card. Here comes Patrick Lee. Righty, righty matchup. And the first pitch for strike one. Lee coming out of the Frontier League, and he had his first hit yesterday. How about a three-run homer? It came in the ninth inning after he had started 0-for-4. He put three in play, struck out in his second-to-last bat, and then homered in the last at-bat. That's bounced foul. This West Michigan team coming in hot after they had won 3 at Dayton. Start their second half with a 3-0 record before coming to Lansing, and obviously the 15-9 win yesterday. Longest winning streak this year. They could tie it tonight if they get their fifth straight, but they trail by a couple. In there for strike three. Off speed, up in the zone from Chen. He's got his first strikeout. He is just so tough. Four-seam fastball, cut fastball, curve, the changeup there, and the split finger. 24 strikeouts, just 3 walks since he joined Lansing. lifted out to left, and that one soars foul from Danny Soretti. Soretti, the sixth rounder out of UNC a couple of years ago. I notice a trend here with the Tigers lineup. Most of these guys are college guys in their lineup. Jarvis out of Alabama, Stevenson, Tennessee, Anderson, Nebraska, Gold, Boston College. One ball, one strike. It was interesting hearing Scott Harris talk about it, the president of baseball operations for Detroit. He is really excited about last year's draft. Line drive out to center field. First hit and base runner tonight for West Michigan. It's only been there a couple of years, so this was their first draft really to plan, and they went after it. They're excited about Clark and McGonigal, who are down in the A system right now, but I'm just really excited about the depth that they think they've built with those later draft picks. Here's one of those from 2021, Josh Crouch, an 11th rounder, swaps it out to right. Wellbus is going back, and he makes the catch on the track. Drop the ball on the transfer. It is an out. Ian Durkin all over it as the ball comes back in. Two down. So we've seen that a few different times this year where the ball gets caught and then on the transfer you try and get it in and it pops out of the mid. And we go back to the top of the card. Here is Jim Jarvis. Nuts in front, 2-0. Pumped in there for strike one. I issue an apology to the umpires. We had them mixed up yesterday. Alex Shears behind the plate today. Ian Durkin in the field. Great to have those guys in town this week. Swatted out to left. Bautista to his left, and that'll do it. So nice work by Zhuang. Again, it's an effortless third inning. Does give up the base hit, but nothing after that. Bottom third coming up next from Jackson Field.
Excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
It's been a run per inning so far for the Lugnuts, so we head to the third. We'll see if they've got another one as Carlos Marcano is back out there, just 20 years old. He'll go back through the top of the card. Johnny Butler, Henry Bolte, Aribio Angeles. Lansing trying to snap an 8-game skid. Butler with a bases, or a full count walk to get onto the bases in that first inning, and then was knocked in with a double. Slides inside. They've kept Butler up here for the most part at the top of the order. Just trying to get more and more comfortable here. That fouled off of him. It's a spot where he spent his first season at NC State in. He was in the leadoff spot. And by that point, he developed too much pop, which is a good thing, and they slid him down a couple of spots. But he says he enjoys hitting in the leadoff spot. Back there again tonight, where he came in to score the game's first run. Game number 40 this year for Butler, leading off. That's fouled back. So 40 of the 70 games, Johnny Butler's been in this top spot. Colby Halter, who's currently on the IL, he's been in the top spot as well. Good majority for 26 games. Bouncing ball to short. Jarvis, one down. Again, Lansing, it hasn't really mattered. I mean, their order, we've seen Welbas and Butler, Halter. Their offense seems to hum regardless. One of the best in the league. Team batting average at 260 coming into tonight. 20-year-old on 20-year-old here. And the 20-year-old on the hill gets strike one. And he won the first battle. Got a swinging strike three call on the slider. Bolte, the second rounder in 2022, taken by the A's out of Palo Alto High School. One ball, two strikes. He was born in San Francisco, Bolte, but he claims Palo Alto as home. And he was excellent in high school, led California in home runs as a senior with 13. Swing and a miss, and Bolte is down on strikes again. So two outs, and here comes Arrivialanjelez. We saw a lot of these type of games in Beloit where Lansing was in low-scoring battles, but the Skycarp just ended up getting timely runs late. Lansing hoping that doesn't happen again here. Anjelez contributing with the RBI double in the first. And Danny Bautista Jr. had the double in the second. Those are Lansing's only two hits. West Michigan just got their first hit in the third inning. Down low, one ball, one strike. So Anjelez now has extended his hitting streak to 11. Longest this year for a Lugnuts batter. We just saw it with Cameron Masterman and Luke Mann. They both had 9-game hitting streaks that came to an end in Beloit. And it was just a tough series out there for the Nuts. Lost all 5 games. Were in all 5 games. But that's a spot now that they are just 1-10 in at ABC Supply Stadium. Just has not been kind to the Nuts over the last couple of years. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the third. And that is just outside. We've gone full. Payoff. That is fouled off, and that gets Crouch back there. He's going to try and shake that off. You don't see Arrivialanjelez get this deep in many counts. He's such an aggressive hitter. He's taken more balls outside the zone this year than whacking at him, but rare to see him get 3-2. Marcano deals. Lined out to center. Another base hit for Anjelez. He's 2-for-2. He's had such a great year. Arrivialanjelez, just the bat is, it's come around, and we saw it at the end of last year. That's now hit 74 and 75, 10 doubles, and 248 at-bats this year. Here's Will Simpson, rounded out in his first at-bat. A little bit inside, ball one. Dog days of summer tonight, and a pretty good crowd on a 80-degree night. Pleasant weather here this week in Michigan State Capitol. hit hard. Out to right. Lee is going back at the track. He looks up, and that is gone. Off of the flagpole. Bullseye. A two-run shot for Will Simpson. How good does that feel for Simpson?
Adam, he gave the mini Sammy Sosa skip after he hit it. It feels great. Celebrating with Luis Carrasco.
Brad Guelbas fouls off the first pitch. Well, it had been since last Tuesday since we'd seen a home run from Will Simpson. Not too long, but still. That's his seventh this year. How many times are you going to hit it off the foul or off the flagpole out there? Check swing, foul.
Does that happen more in golf than baseball?
Have you ever seen that happen?
Not that I can ever remember. It's not very thick.
One thing to hit it off the foul pole. There's, double your opportunity, though. There's two, right?
See, foul pole just means it's a fair ball. Flagpole usually means it's 4th of July.
Well, we're getting close. I guess it's now officially flag day for Will Simpson. This guy, Brian Guelbas, it's been a month since he's gone deep. And it won't happen here. Strike three. Third punch out, or make at the fourth punch out for Marcano, but he gives up a two-run shot. Lansing's 50th home run this year goes off the flagpole.
Now let's get back to
4-0.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this, and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lugnuts have built up a four-run lead thanks to runs in all three half innings. One in the first and the second, and then a two-run shot off the flagpole and right. Will Simpson, seventh. And so a lead now just continues to grow for Chen Zhong Aoshuang. A man from Taiwan has been excellent. One hit allowed. That's been it with a strikeout. Here's Seth Stevenson to open up the fourth inning. At the knees, strike one. Seen this kind of under the radar from Zhuang, not a prospect yet in the top 30, but seems to be trending that direction. Kind of been under the radar because he's been injured. He didn't pitch in 2023, last pitched in 2022, but he was excellent at Stockton, and he's off to a great start here in Lansing this year. Pitched at National Taiwan Sport University and signed with the A's in November of 2021. Again, pitched in 22, didn't pitch last year. But you tag team him with Luis Morales and some pretty good prospects for the Lugnuts in the starting rotation here. And They both just are getting better and better. Popped up. First base, foul territory. Khan mask off. And, ooh, he trips into the dugout, but held on to. Good to have a support system over there. Because he was right at the steps that lead down the dugout and ended up getting caught there to make it 3-2. It's almost like a forward trust ball. And good to know they've got him taken care of. Stevenson with the 3-2. And he fouls it off. Well, yesterday, Stevenson, I feel like he kind of flew under the radar because of Anderson's big day right behind him. But Stevenson also had four hits, three singles and a double. 0-for-1 today. Hustled out to shallow center field. Boltsy in and a basket catch last moment. Great makeup speed right there from Henry Boltsy. Talked about his ability to get over and cover. He got the compost fly ball to his left. That one just kind of got knocked down, it seemed like, or maybe didn't feel like it was going to be hit that shallow. Okay, here's Max Anderson. Anderson is grounded out. This is a much different day so far. Amazing what great pitching can do. It's a 15-run, 17-hit offensive attack yesterday from the Whitecaps. 1-1. And today, here we are, one hit, no runs, while Lansing has built the four-run advantage. Two balls and a strike. It was a franchise record yesterday for Anderson. That's how big his day was. He tied the franchise record with 12 total bases. 2-2. And he also had four extra base hits. So the last time there were four extra base hits by a Whitecap was Raph Rimes, and he did it back in 2014 against Lansing. Three balls, two strikes. The last time that a Whitecap had 12 total bases, Michael Holloman did it. It was a three-home run game back in 2006 at Beloit. Chop, third base side, tough play here. But a great throw to first, and a stretch from Simpson. Zhuang with a long and rocket throw to first base. Two down. That's the second time tonight we've seen him field his position well. And I think Anderson may have been asking home plate umpire Alex Shears if that ball was potentially fouled off of him. It looked unique there, the way that it popped into play. Luke Gold out to left center field. Boltsy not going to get there. Base hit. Gold takes the turn. He'll stick there. Second hit tonight against Chen Zhong Aozhuang. Now we saw Zhuang get to first base on the Santana ball in that second inning. And there, showcasing the arm. One, the velocity behind that throw and the accuracy. It also helps. He got a 6-5 target in Will Simpson at first base. There's Roberto Campos. Bouncing ball to Angeles. Underhand toss. Yamauchi is there, and we are through 3.5. Nuts in front, 4-0.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Lugnuts in front, 4-0, off to the bottom of the fourth here at Jackson Field. It is game two of a six-game set. Tonight, a dog days of summer. 90s night coming up tomorrow. Jack Anderson's first pitch. He faces Luke Mann, Danny Bautista Jr., and Cole Kahn. So the night is done for Carlos Marcano, who goes three innings. Strike on the outside corner. Gave up four hits. Three were extra base hits, though. Double to Anjeles and Bautista, and a two-run shot to Simpson. Swing and a miss. So Anderson is in here. 6'3", 210 pounds, 16th rounder, 2021. And out of Tampa, Florida. Sawed off, Cerretti, and it's Jarvis. One down. We're going to get you some trivia in this fourth inning. So, talk about some of the changes in Major League Baseball. You got to go back to this year when they added two six-team divisions. When did they do that in Major League Baseball? What was the year? Danny Bautista Jr., a rocket. That is foul. A good slicing ball that just was not going to stay fair. So what year did Major League Baseball move to two six-team divisions with their 162-game schedule? And as your trivia question tonight, we'll just need the year. If you want to give us the exact date, well, fine, you can do that as well. You can overachieve. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com, your email to send in your answers. Bautista Jr. right at Anderson. Two down.
A little bit of a confusing Western Michigan team, isn't it? With Anderson on the mound and Anderson at second, and yesterday with Lee at catcher and Lee in the outfield.
A lot of double ups. Here's Cole Kahn. No fooling the Kahn man. He had a sack fly in his first at bat. 4-0, Lugnuts in front. Watching on MLB, he's got the eye black once again. Streaks it right down the front of his face on his cheeks. You think he does that in the mirror, Jesse, or you think he just splatters it on there? Just one whoosh.
No, I do think that he looks in the mirror because he's got to get it right. It matters.
Well, I say that because...
What do you think?
Well, the right side, if you look at it, it looks a little different than the left side. Just a touch.
It's the bottom of the fourth inning, too. You never know how it might morph.
Out to right center field, base hit again for Khan. So the eye black working just fine. First hit against Jack Anderson tonight. Left cheek looks like a boomerang.
Picturing Aiden Hutchinson, what he does. This has been a good series for Cole Khan.
Two hits yesterday, he's got a hit today and an RBI. Here's Casey Yamauchi. It's fouled back, and that gets Crouch. Boy, he has taken a couple tonight that have been fouled back. Welcome to the series. Had yesterday off. Lansing looks like a completely different team so far than what we saw last night. Line drive out to left center field. Khan will, oh, he stumbles and gets back to second on a limp. And he has been over there at second base. Is he okay?
Right on his hip. Just blew a tire as he rounded the bag. I think he was looking out at the ball. And so because of that, the footing was not secure. Down he went.
Yeah, and Craig Conklin and Noah Huff, the athletic trainer, go over and take a peek at him. Make sure that he's okay. 12th rounder last year, and certainly don't want him to get injured.
Well, you know what Cole's got in common with Noah is, you know how Cole's family has been following his progress and attending the games. Noah Huff's family is now in town.
How about that?
Just became a dad earlier this year.
I was about to say, Cole Khan's family much older than the newest Huff member. She's what, about a month old?
Yeah. Gemma, baby Gemma.
Great name. Been to a few baseball games already. So good news, Khan at least looking good for now. He's all right. So the bottom of the order, turning things over for Johnny Buntler. Lugnuts trying to keep scoring in every inning. That is foul. Look out. Ricochets up there. And then that zigzagged in the elevator over there, right by the original Oakfield bleachers. Another tapper foul. Butler tonight, a walk and a run scored in that first inning. Lansing got that run, run in the second. And then the man from Sammamish smashed one out to right field off the flagpole. A salute for Will Simpson.
His power is not flagging.
Just trying to get you ready for July 4th, as you mentioned. Got the banners that have already been set out all across the outfield. Red, white, and blue. Be here July 1st, July 2nd, and July 3rd. Three games at home, three on the road against Fort Wayne next week. Volkan scrambles back to the bag. It looks like he's moving all right over there. See that big oven mitt he's got on the left hand. Yamauchi with good speed at first as well. Henry Bolte waits on deck. Fouled off. Butler grounded out in the third inning. Man out of NC State. A few years here in Lansing. Experience. He's had some really big moments with his bat. He's had some strugglesome moments, but brings that veteran presence. Line drive out to right field. Lee is going back, jumps, and it's off the base of the wall, and then Lee hits the wall. Butler is flying around second, into third. A two-run triple, and Johnny Barrels rush that baseball.
Patrick Lee almost made a magnificent catch. And then the collision and the ball came down and he came down with it. And because he was down on the ground, they went flying around the bags. You mentioned that Butler brings the veteran presence. He also brings a lot of pop.
There's a reason they call him Johnny Barrels. Boy, it looked like that could have had a chance for an inside the Parker. Henry Bolte has struggled tonight. Had a couple of strikeouts against Marcano. But Lansing keeps the pressure up, and they keep things status quo on the board. Run in the first, a run in the second, two runs in the third, now two runs in the fourth. Weakly hit. Soretti has to hurry and just beats Bolte. So Lansing gets two more runs. They leave one stranded thanks to the big swing from Johnny Butler. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with the play-by-play when we return.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, the Lansing Lugnuts scored a run in the first and a run in the second, and then two in the third and two more in the fourth. It's a 6-0 lead to benefit Chen Zhong Aochuang. The right-hander will face Santana, Leon Soretti, 6-7-8 in the West Michigan order. We begin the fifth inning with Luis Santana, DHing today, righty-to-righty. Ball one up and inside. Santana grounded out to the second baseman, Yamauchi, his first time. Four scoreless for Juan. One strikeout, no walks, two singles, and that's all. It lets her in. Up and away. The NBA draft is officially underway. The Atlanta Hawks are on the clock. A two-ball offering. Hammered out to left field. Danny Bautista Jr. traces it to his left. He's there for the catch. And Santana's at number one. Zhuang has now set down the leadoff man in all five innings.
That'll work, huh?
Yeah, it will. There is action in the Lansing pen. Zhuang currently unofficially 45 pitches, 30 for strikes. He deals to Patrick Lee, the right fielder. Shot off the hands on the right side. Second baseman Yamauchi picks it up. And the throw to first delivers at number two. 4 2/3 scoreless baseball for Juan. After yesterday, West Michigan scored 15 runs and 17 hits. Blaise Pontes, the starter, 10 hits, 9 runs and 3 innings. Jack Owen pitched an inning, allowed a 2-run homer. Well, Johnston 4 1/3, but he gave up 1 in the 8th, 3 in the 9th. And this Whitecaps offense tonight has been quieted. Here's Danny Soretti. 46 pitches now for Juan. Switch hitter batting left. 6-0 nuts. The deal. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Way out in front.
The only thing Zhong hasn't been able to keep quiet are the dogs.
Well, who let these dogs out?
The lug nuts.
Dog days of summer today. At 0-1 coming. Rides up and away. 96 miles an hour on the heater. Soretti is one of the two base hits. He singled the center field in the third inning.
and he was left right there. Duong offers. Swing and a miss at the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-2. We have seen games, Adam, where those strikeouts have mounted with ease for Duong. Nope. Just missed barrels today. 1-2. Just missed. Don't check your track, man. Don't check it. Don't check it. Two balls and two strikes.
Ooh, I like that location, though. Like coming up and in. Up high.
Trackman liked that location too. Don't worry about it. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Break even. The curveball rocketed foul off the railing, bouncing beyond the pen. Jake Garland, warming up in the bullpen, looked around at all the guys around him and said, nobody wants to save me from this foul hopping my way. He's getting himself all set to pitch the sixth inning.
He's just too tall. He's 6'5", Jesse. That's a lot of space to make sure that they get covered. A lot of height.
Mount Garland, 6'5", 260. 2-2 once again to Soretti. Ground ball on the right side. Simpson grabs, nearly had his footing give out, but still the underhand feed of the pitcher covering. Juan to the bag for out number three. 5 scoreless, 2-hit walkless innings for Chen Zhang Ao Duong. Halfway to the house, 6-0 Lugnuts.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, the man they nicknamed Z has done his job, 5 scoreless. And the Lansing offense is doing its job. The Lugs have scored in each frame so far. We open up the bottom of the fifth, 6-0 Lugnuts. Jack Anderson returns and deals. And Aribe Alanle skies out to center. Trotting forward, Campos, Jarvis out. Campos the catch from center. And the shadow of the video board for out number one. Aribe Alanle retired for the first time today. He had an RBI double in the first inning. He singled, he scored in the third on a home run from this man. Will Simpson steps in. Righty, righty. Second baseman Anderson is up the middle. The pitcher Anderson deals. That starts him off with ball one. I don't believe there's a relation, except, you know, maybe a all of the Anderson, the gigantic Anderson family reunion. Max Anderson at second, Jack Anderson on the hill, cranks and fires. Simpson takes a ball low. Max, the second baseman, is out of Omaha, Nebraska. Jack, the pitcher, from Tampa, Florida. A 2-0. Simpson takes ball three down and away. In the fourth inning, Anderson came in from the pen. He dispatched Luke Mann and Danny Bautista Jr., and then Khan singled. Yamauchi singled, and Johnny Butler tripled them both in. One out here, 3-0. Simpson takes a called strike.
You know, it is, straight shocking to me. We don't have another Goldberg-Strassler in the Lansing staff.
But let me tell you, There's the 3-1. Simpson rips it to left center field. That's a base hit. It's up the alleyway. Campos over to cut it off on the warning track. Simpson lopes into second. Big Will has his 14th double of the year. That's how he follows his two-run homer. Immediately a man in scoring position as Lansing looks to keep things going and expand upon the 6-0 lead. So, about you saying that, Adam. My mother was born with the last name of Goldberg. My father was born with the last name of Strassler. They got married, they combined it. So I was born with a hyphenated last name. We discovered that completely separate from my parents, there's somebody else who combined Goldberg and Strassler. Here's Brian Buelbas, who swings and misses strike one. I kid you not. Separate from my family, my brother and my sister, and now there are babies in the family. There's another Goldberg Strassler in this world.
Man, I hope they make it to Michigan.
I hope we get along. One out, runner at second, righty to righty. Fly ball, left center field, hangs up for Roberto Campos. Left fielder Stevenson yields. Campos the catch. And Simpson back to second. Two outs. I mean, are there any Jaxas that you've come across that you did not know were in the family?
There are.
Are they making the family name proud?
Yeah. They actually are. The ones that I have come across were in the family. I just didn't know it. Some way related to me. And then I just ask a relative, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is him or her related this way. And I'm like, oh, okay. Oh.
Here's Luke Mann. Can Mann bring in Simpson? He takes ball one high. Separate from your parents, separate from your sisters, separate from immediate family, and separate especially from you, who's the most famous Jaxa you can think of?
Oh, goodness, I have no idea.
J-A-K-S-A. Mann batting left, waits. 6-0 nuts. That's a rocket down the right field line. Hooking foul. Ball at a strike.
Lots of Jaxas. The name comes from Croatia, so, you know, tough times for us. They didn't advance to the knockout stage in Euros.
I mean, but there have been good years for a long time for Croatia soccer.
Yeah, but what have you done for me now, Jesse?
Modric is Croatian, right?
He is.
Here's the pitch. That's outside. So the red and white checkerboard, right?
Aren't those great unis?
They're great uniforms.
You can always count on Modric. He's like 77 years old by now, and he's still out there doing it.
Yeah, he is. He had a wild sequence the other day. But then again, you didn't watch the Euros. You don't know what I'm talking about. The pitch. Mann lines it. Right field, down for a base hit. Here comes the windmill for Simpson. He's coming home, and the throw is late. A cross on his belly. A 7-0 Lansing lead. Luke Mann in on the fun with the RBI single.
Well, they've kicked the extra point, and they continue scoring every half inning. This has to feel cathartic for Lansing. Again, it's an 8-game slide, and they've had moments, they've had opportunities in all these games, and just have not been able to break free. It's been a weird couple of weeks, but tonight they have put it all together so far.
The batter is Danny Bautista Jr. The number 7 hitter in the order has doubled and lined out. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. One in the first, one in the second, two in the third, two in the fourth, one so far here in the fifth. I went back and I looked at the Lugnuts' longest losing streaks in franchise history. As Adam said, 8 games entering today. The longest, for the record, is 10 games. And how the Lansing Lugnuts broke up that skid. Ball one down and in. In 2003, they lost 10 straight games July 24th through August the 2nd. They broke it up by beating West Michigan. They routed the Whitecaps 9-4 in a game that was shortened to 6 innings. A 1-1 break even. Ground ball, foul left side. By the way, 2003, they lost 10 straight games. They went on to win the Midwest League Championship that year.
What else did they do in 2003?
They hosted the All-Star Game.
They did something unique
they
here.
They threw a no-hitter.
Jesse, come on.
They threw a no-hitter in 2003. Just like they did this year. 2003, 2024, the only years with home no-hitters. Line drive cut by the second baseman, Anderson, for a second time. Bautista Jr. is lined out to Max Anderson. Heading over. But the Lugnuts score another run. Simpson a one-out double. Mann a two-out RBI single. Let's go to the sixth. And it's 7-0 nuts.
What's up? This is Will.i.am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
You love it when a plan comes together. Five innings down. Chen Zheng, Ao Zhuang, five scoreless. The Lugnuts offense has scored 7 of 9 hits. 7-0 Lugnuts into the sixth. Here's Jake Garland on the bump. Righty to righty. Josh Crouch takes ball one up and in. Tandem today. Zhuang out of Taiwan. Garland out of Jupiter. A ball and offering. Swing and a miss. Fastball in on the hands. Okay, Jupiter, Florida. He's a fun guy, Jake Garland. 6'5", 260 pounds. Drafted out of the University of Miami in the 17th round 2 years ago. And 2 appearances ago, he tossed 5 innings in the no-hitter. He offers, and he hits Crouch. Pitch got away. Crouch awarded first. And a base runner for West Michigan. Just their third so far. On June the 13th against the Cedar Rapids Colonels, after Lansing had allowed 20 hits in the first game and then 13 hits in the second game, Jake Garland, 5 innings, and then Grant Judkins, 2 2/3, and Colton Johnson, 1 1/3, and Lansing no-hit the Colonels in an 8-0 win. Well, here today after West Michigan won yesterday 15-9, ball one high to Jim Jarvis, and the Whitecaps had 17 hits. They've got no runs on 2 hits so far. Crouch a short lead at first, held on by Simpson. The pitch to Jarvis, batting left. Line drive left center field, down for a base hit. Bolte hustles over to cut it off. Crouch rounds second, he's going no further. A throw comes in toward third, cut by Angeles. Not a base hit for Jarvis, puts runners at first and second. A third single today for the Whitecaps. Let's do our 6th inning slang. And all right, so I was going through the potential options, and then Adam Jaxa suddenly said out of nowhere, Jesse, we got to do Toot Blonde at some point. So we're doing Toot Blonde tonight.
Let's go.
After all, it was named after a former Lugnut. Did you know that? Seth Stevenson takes the breaker. I called strike one, the knuckle curve.
I did not know that. You're bringing me new knowledge, man.
Yes. And I believe he was on the team in 2003, which has come up once or twice today.
Hey, now.
Righty, righty. Garland to Stevenson. Fly ball, center field. Bolte measures to his left. From the shade to the sunlight for the grab. And the runners retreat. He hums it in toward third. But Josh Crouch is not budging off of second. One away. What is a Toot Blonde? This is an acronym. It's all capital letters. Each of the letters stands for something. T-O-O-T-B-L-A-N.
Toot Blonde, what is it?
Adam Jack's request. Our 6th inning slang when we go through baseball slang. Bats are coming in the bottom half. Garland to Max Anderson. 7-0 Nuts. Ball one inside. Anderson is 0 for 2 and has not hit the ball out of the infield after 2 doubles and 2 two-run jacks yesterday. Even stance, knees bent, a ball one offering. Breaks down and away. Center fielder Bolte is way out to right center, respecting the Anderson Oppo power. A ball two pitch is low. Things are not proceeding the way that Garland had in mind. For Jake Garland, the overall numbers coming in, a 3.0 ERA. This is his 14th appearance, 7 out of the pen, 7 starts. He's now gone, for Garland, call it 45 and a third innings. That's ball four to Anderson. And the bases are loaded with one out for Luke Gold. For Garland, that walk is just his 15th of the year, and he has struck out only 26 batters. So in general, when Garland is on the mound, it's weak contact, but every batter generally makes contact, so this is unusual. An HBP, a single, a flyout, a base on balls. Righty to righty, the power hitting Luke Gold. Takes a called strike. There's the knuckle curve looking great.
Well, if you could pick one guy too, Jesse, that has a great opportunity to get a ground ball, it's the guy that's down the hill right now.
So, man at third, Anales at short, Yamauchi at second, Simpson at first, be ready. Swing and a miss, strike two. Crouch to third, Jarvis to second, Anderson at first, one gone. Luke Gold leads the Whitecaps in homers. Hit his 11th of the year yesterday. They're down 7-0. Garland's 0-2, up high just to show it to him. Last year, Gold hit 12 homers in total between Lakeland and West Michigan, and he knocked in 59 runs. This is a 1-2 pitch, and he swings, and foul tips it for strike three. Well, Garland, who doesn't strike out too many, fans big Luke Gold for out number two. Now Roberto Campos. Campos signed for $2.85 million 5 years ago. The deal. Ground ball left side past the diving Luke man. Base hit. Crouch scores. At third base, Jarvis is held. RBI single for Campos, and the Whitecaps are on the board. Lansing 7, West Michigan 1. There's your grounder, just as you said, Adam. Just outside the range of man.
And that's a lot of what Garland gets, but, yep, that was perfectly placed between Anjales and Mann, and West Michigan finally on the board.
I feel like every time I'm describing Luke Mann that I'm making a very deep statement. Luis Santana takes a called strike. You know, sometimes man cannot reach. You know what I mean? Man must recognize his own capabilities.
You're like a docu-series announcer.
0-1. Ground ball on the left side. Anales at short. Picks it up. Goes the short way to second. Barely in time. They beat Campos by an eyelash. He runs well. But that fielder's choice retires the side. West Michigan collects two hits, one walk, one HPP, and scores only one. Base is left stranded. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Lugnuts 7. The Whitecaps 1.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Khan, the UIC Flame, will lead off the bottom of the sixth inning, followed by Casey Yamauchi and then Johnny Butler. 8-9-1 in the order against the right-hander. Jack Anderson back to the mound. That's fly to Khan. Out of ground ball to the right of the mound. Second baseman Anderson backhands across his body to first, and the stretch at the bag by Gold. Out number one. Here comes Casey Yamauchi. Lansing leading 7-1 against West Michigan. Jack Anderson's goal here on the bottom of the sixth put a bagel up there for the Lugnuts run column. They have not been able to do so yet. Yamauchi's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Righty to righty. Starts him off with a called strike one. So Toot Blonde, whenever you're ready, Adam. I said this at the wrong time. He's attacking strawberries right now. That's our sixth inning slang. An 0-1 pitch. Yamauchi smacks a base hit in the right field. He's on again. Second straight two-hit game for Casey Yamauchi as Lee gets it in. An Oppo one-out single.
Well, I hope Casey Yamauchi doesn't become a Toot Blonde in this inning, Jesse. I don't want him to be thrown out on the bases like a nincompoop.
Do you know who is the original Toot Blonde?
Ryan, is it Terrio?
It's Terrio, but okay. We call them the Riot, and it's not the sort of thing you want to be known for, right? But Johnny Butler lines foul, the first pitch he sees, strike one. We've got a bobblehead that we gave out here some years back for Terrio. It was a Lansing Lugnut in 2002 and 2003. Played 130 games for the Nuts in 2002. Came back in 03, 58 games. That was the championship-winning squad, earned his way up to Double-A. Anderson throws over to first base, tag late. Yamauchi back in. No Toot Blonde here.
Oh, man. If it happens, Jesse, I'm walking home. I'm leaving the booth if it happens in this half inning.
It's a foolish, not wise, base-running decision. That's a Toot Blonde where you get thrown out. Yamauchi takes off. The pitch lined out to center field. Campos falling down. Can't make the catch. It's beyond him. Yamauchi round third. He's coming in to score. Johnny Butler dashes for third base. He's held up. The ball had reached the cutoff man, Jarvis, who had wheeled ready to fire. Roberto Campos lost his footing in center. And it's 8-1 Lugnuts. Roberto was signaling out to the right fielder, Patrick Lee. Here's what happened. Boy, the feet just gave out. He was down on his knees, reaching up desperately, and he couldn't make the grab of the Butler drive. Here's Henry Bolte. And Bolte takes ball one low. So for Johnny Butler, that's another triple. It's an RBI triple for Johnny. It's his second straight run scoring triple. He has three triples in 2 days in this series. Infield in, ball one pitch, swing and a miss. Bolte is 0 for 3 with two strikeouts. Lansing continues to score in every single inning. And let me read Adam Jax's mind. But first, this 1-1 break even. Bolte takes it low, knocked down by Crouch. So Casey Yamauchi on that liner. Rounded second. Was hung up between second and third. If Campos makes the catch, he would have been in trouble.
There would have been some Toot Blonde opportunities there. I was thinking about it.
All's well that ends well. 2-1 pitch. Bolte foul, tips it at home. Just fouled off the catcher, and it's another time that Crouch is stung. He has gotten beaten up. The Whitecaps' colors are dark blue and baby blue, but his colors are black and blue.
By the way, I think there was a serious opportunity for inside the park home run number one here in 2024 right there from Butler. That would have been close.
Anderson's pitch. Bolte takes a little low. Good looking changeup. Count is full with Aribil Anales on deck. I would have been interested to see it because the ball was in Jim Jarvis's hand. Butler is steaming around third. They played it cautiously. Payoff. Added foul. Johnny Butler entered this series. Just to go back to Johnny for a second, Adam. He had one triple. Now, his teammates had 28, but he only had the one. Now he has three in the series. Lansing is 31 as a team. Bolte goes down swinging for a third time. It's just one of those days for Henry. Two outs, last of the sixth inning.
Did you really expect when he plays all of his home games at Jackson Field that he was going to finish the year or the week with one measly triple?
Johnny Barrels. No, because this is a triples park. It's a doubles park, a triples park, a singles park, a home run park, too. Arribilanale is taking all the way. Ball one. Back to Bolte briefly, Adam. It's his 29th multi-strikeout game of the year. It's his 9th three-strikeout game of the year. He also has 3 4-strikeout games. And you and I know that he can come back tomorrow and dominate. A ball one offering. Down low. And it's the inconsistency of youth.
Yeah, welcome to being a 20-year-old in a good pitching league like the Midwest League. You're going to have your ups and your downs. I don't know. Welcome to the game of baseball, too. It's not easy.
Lefty warming up in the bullpen for West Michigan is Cleaverth Perez. Runner at third, two outs, the 2-0. Adelaide's took all the way, and it's ball three outside. I do not see any pronunciation in Dan Hasty's pronunciation guide. Cleaverth? Let's say Cleaverth Perez. It's a great first name. He's warming up. Jack Anderson looks to finish. And the 3-0 misses for ball four. So now he has to face Will Simpson. And who wants to do that? Adelaide is down to first.
I don't want to put this on Angeles, Jesse, but we do still have a chance for Toot Blonde here.
Pitcher coach Dan Rick, the ball out to the mound. So this could very likely be the last batter that Anderson faces, whether he gets him or not. Carlos Marcano went 3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 4 strikeouts. Jack Anderson so far has gone 2 2/3, and he's allowed 4 runs. 4 runs on 7 hits. And he struck out one. He just walked his first batter. Will Simpson is about to walk in. Simpson, after a ground out to shortstop in the first inning, a 2-run homer out to right field in the third, and then a double stroked into left center in the fifth inning. Careful if his bat is waking up. Will was just 2-for-15 in Beloit last week.
You know how he loves to swing at home. His numbers have been exceptional at Jackson Field this year.
And they're getting better. Let's see what happens here. Lansing leading 8-1 over the Whitecaps. 2 outs. Runners are at the corners. Last of the sixth. The pitch. Down low. Picked up by Crouch. Just to go back to the top half of this inning, too, Adam. The Whitecaps had the bases loaded, only 1 out against Jake Garland, and they had the middle part of the order. Luke Gold struck out for out number 2, Roberto Campos an RBI single, and then Luis Santana, the fielder's choice to end the threat. They scored only 1. The pitch, a ground ball hit to shortstop. There's Jarvis, vacuums, and the short way to second, force out Angeles, inning over. Lansing scores 1 run on 2 hits, 1 walk. Johnny Butler, another RBI double. 2 runners left on. We're going to the 7th inning. Adam Jackson, never a man, ever, to be spotted as a Toot Blonde. No, sir, he's coming back with a call. As we head to the 7th inning from Jackson Field, 8-1 Lugnuts.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at lls.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening
to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Six down, three to go as we bring you back to Jackson Field on a beautiful evening for baseball. Wednesday, June 26th, 2024. Game number 70 for the Nuts. Boy, it's hard to believe we're already halfway through the season. From April into September here in June. Jake Garland's first pitch. And the fastball stroked in there, strike one. Patrick Lee, Danny Soretti, and Josh Crouch. Righty-righty matchup here. Lee 0 for 2 tonight. Next pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. He definitely looks like a Detroit Tiger. He's got those orange batting gloves to go with the blue uni. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
It's something I really enjoy. And you and I have seen with Lansing, it's the A's green or the A's gold. And around the Midwest League, that major league touch.
1-2 pitch. That's hit right through the legs of Garland. Caught by Yamauchi at second, throws to first. Simpson stretches, one down. How about that play right there? I'm not sure if there was a piece there that hit Garland or if it went clean right through the wickets. I don't think he touched it.
Perfect positioning, Yamauchi.
Yes, indeed. Just enough to get it over there to get Lee. You're right, though. Like the guys are willing to play up to the parent club. The pitch on the ground on Yamauchi to his right. Comes forward, throws to second. Two down, back-to-back pitches to the second baseman. So Soretti out, here comes Crouch. This is more of what we saw from Chen Zhong Ao Shuang through the first five innings. He only gave up a base runner in the third and the fourth. And just one at that, and that was it. Lugnuts up 8-1 in the seventh. The pitch, that's down low, ball one. Crouch 0-for-1 tonight. He did reach on an HBP and scored in that last half inning. The pitch, on the inside corner, strike one. Right there on the black for Garland. Diagonally standing on the hill, glove in front of his face, turns, throws. Slider away. He's got the sun coming down right in his eyes as it fades to the west of the ballpark here. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball just wide. Garland will take his time. If you're watching at home, you can see it. The sun is coming right there in Garland's eyes, and it's streaking across the middle of the infield, or where Simpson and Yamauchi stand. That's fouled off, first base side. Three balls, two strikes. There are shadows out in left field. And a little sliver of sun out in right. The pitch. In there, called strike three. It was at the bottom of the zone. A 1-2-3 seventh against the bottom three in the card for Jake Garland. His second strikeout. We'll stretch it out. 8-1, Lansing leads.
Thank you.
right, the first pitch is inside. Make that the second pitch. Two balls, no strikes to Brian Huelbas. It is Clayverth Perez coming in, the lefty. 8-1, Nuts leading bottom seven. The pitch, cued back off the netting. Strike one. Lansing has scored in every half inning so far. A couple runs in the third and the fourth. The rest, single run tallies. The pitch, swing and a miss. Huelbas got a floated changeup up high. 2-2. Time called for Huelbas as he readjusts. Got the Franklin Gold batting gloves on as he digs back in. A couple of chains hanging down. 2-2. Popped back, out of play. It'll be 90s night tomorrow here at Jackson Field and a thirsty Thursday. So bring the retro gear and come thirsty. 2-2 pitch. There's a hopper off the plate. Up high, it comes down to Anderson, slings it to first. And Huelbas 0 for 4 tonight. One down. So first time we see the lefty, Clayverth Perez in here. Where's number 5? 5'11", 225, the 24-year-old. Not drafted free agent in 2016. Out of Venezuela, Barquisimeto. First pitch home. Luke Mann takes it down low. What do you got for us, Jesse?
I just went in. I stood at the back of Dan Hastie's broadcast booth. I listened, and I heard him say Clyburn.
1-0 pitch. That's coming back our way, and it's just below us. Bummer.
Yeah. Missile.
Clyburn.
Perez.
The pitch. This is on the ground, hard hit to second. Oh, backhand, yeah. Stopped by Anderson to us, right over to first. Beautiful play from Max Anderson. Back-to-back outs for the second baseman.
Luke Mann earlier in the game had a 106-mile-an-hour ground out to second. That's a 100-mile-an-hour ground out to second.
Is that good?
I mean, he would tell you that he's 0 for 2, and I would tell you that he's barreling.
Well, I'll say then, is the Max Anderson stop of that and throw to first good?
Oh, yeah.
Here's Danny Bautista Jr. from the right side. The lefty comes home. That's in there. Strike one.
Makes me think of the consternation in Toronto, remember, with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hitting the ball so hard but not getting lift.
The pitch. That's inside. One ball, one strike. 8-1. Lugnuts leading. Bottom of the seventh. That's part of the process. Got to hit it hard, but not at him. The pitch. That's down low. Two balls and a strike.
Joel Embiid, also part of the process.
There it is. It's still the process ongoing. 2-1. Broken bat, shattered out to third. It's a foul ball. That thing spindling around before it stopped there to the right of Jarvis.
See, the bat was fair. The ball was foul.
So what's the ruling here? Danny should be going to first base, you're saying?
It was fun watching that barrel and then the communication between Ceretti at third and Jarvis at shortstop, right? You take it. I got it.
So he's now got new lumber, and Clyverth Perez is ready to go. 2-2 pitch. That's down low. Three balls, two strikes. Jesse, I was a drummer. You were never a drummer growing up, were you?
I played the trumpet.
3-2 pitch. That's fouled off. Well, when I think of Verth, I think of the great drumstick brand, Vic, V-I-C, Firth. Wow. So if you combine those words, you get Verth. And here is a single dumped in over Jarvis at shortstop. Bautista rounds first. And he is aboard for the Nuts with two outs in the seventh.
He drummed that ball into left field.
Yeah, he did. Lugnuts right now beating the Whitecaps like a drum, up 8-1 in the bottom of the seventh. You see, the rhythm has been score at least a run per half inning, so the Nuts still have an opportunity here. One in the first, one in the second, two in the third, two in the fourth, one in the fifth, one in the sixth, none yet here in the seventh. The pitch, swing, and that's fouled back. Oh my goodness, Crouch again. And that one came up and knocked his helmet off. Goodness, he's got to be going, what else am I going to get here tonight?
as a catcher, you sign up for nicks and bumps and bruises and shots, and but not all on the same night. Workman's comp.
Gonna check in with HR, see if he can get some after this game. Goodness. Yeah. What a warrior back there. Josh Crouch, rightfully named behind home plate, the catcher tonight. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Cole Kahn takes it down low. He's rightfully named as well. The Kahn man.
I think that Cole understands what Crouch is going through.
Yeah, he certainly does. There's a connection there. The 1-1. That's down low. 2-1.
They're not joshing.
Well, Kahn's certainly not crouching right now. He's standing there on the right side of the box.
Wait, just to go back to drumming. Did you have a favorite drum?
Snare drum.
Yeah, snare drum, snare drum.
Absolutely. 2-1 pitch. That's up high. You know, Jesse, they give you the Vic Firth set with the sticks and everything, and you got the snare. The drum pad is what you start out on. That's kind of your Padawan drum before you evolve into a snare drum player. 3-1 pitch. Popped out to left field. Not deep. Stevenson is coming in. Out goes Jarvis. It is Stevenson, the left fielder, towards the line. Makes the catch. And the drum beat ends here with no runs in the seventh after Lansing scored at least one run through the first six.
You realize you could be the first broadcaster to play your own rim shots?
Honestly, I should. Well, not this half inning. We will indeed march on to the eighth inning. Lansing up by seven.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Seven down, two more innings to go. Lansing trying to end the eight-game skid. Rightfully so. They put eight up on the board, up 8-1. First pitch. Jake Garland pumps it in there to the top of the card, and Jim Jarvis, JJ, Seth Stevenson, SS, and Max Anderson. The pitch, that is a little bit outside. Well, you could say if you added an I to Max's initials, the pitch. That's on the outside corner, strike two. Then maybe you could get the top three in the order that have kind of been MIA tonight. Oh, compared to last night where they were exceptional. 1-2. That's down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jarvis had an RBI. It didn't reach, but the other two had 8 combined hits. 2-2 pitch. This is whacked over to the shortstop on the ground. Angeles has it, up with it, fires to first. One down. So tonight, the top of the card, 1, 2, and 3 for West Michigan. Jarvis has a single. Anderson has a walk. That's it. Stevenson last night, 3 singles, a double, 4 runs scored, 1 knocked in, and a stolen base. And Anderson had 2 home runs and 2 doubles and scored 4, knocked in 4. Pitch, that's down low, 1-0. So, again, you're not going to get that every single night, but that was last night for West Michigan. The pitch. Pumps in there. Strike one. Lugnuts 8. Whitecaps 1. Lansing with 12 hits. Whitecaps 4. The pitch. popped out to shallow right center field. Long run coming over Buelbas. Bolte dives, and it bounces off the tip of his glove. Didn't have a chance to get there. Certainly looked like it was going to have to be Buelbas or nobody, because it was hit out towards right center and more shaded towards right field than center field. So a base hit for Stevenson. So there you go. Second base hit for the top three tonight. And the third hit against Jake Garland. All right, here comes Max Anderson. Just a walk tonight so far. One on, one out. The pitch. So we got a tapper cued over towards second. Yamauchi to his left. Zooms in, throws to first. Two outs. Weird to see the lateral movement. He had to run so far because he was so close to second base, but usually you see that charging in for the baseball. He is going to his left there, but it was his ball to get there. Simpson had to get to first base. Well played by Yamauchi. Kind of a tricky play defensively. Here's Luke Gold, the pitch home. Breaking ball. Pumps in there, strike one.
I think it's another case of how well they pitched Max Anderson. Swung right up the middle. Anderson has not hit the ball out of the infield. And then the great range of Yamauchi.
The 0-1 pitch. Line drive. Yamauchi, there's his range to his right this time. Takes it out of the air. So Yamauchi going left and right. And the Lugnuts keeping West Michigan off the board again. Through 7.5, 8-1 Nuts.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Lansing leads 8-1 on their way to ending this eight-game skid and getting their first victory in the second half of the season. And trying to even up this series against West Michigan. 1-1 here at Jackson Field. The garage off the Grand River here in downtown Lansing. Cliverth Perez back out there to face 9-1-2. Here's Casey Yamauchi. The pitch home. This is sliced foul. Out of play. You could say right now that Casey is at the bat. And at the bat, he's done well today. 2-for-3, couple of singles. The pitch, this is on the ground, hopped right back to Perez. Fields it, kind of a fluttery run over to first base, and he gets the out. That was outstanding. I don't think he usually you use your arms when you run, and that was all legs, Jesse. Whatever works. That was delightful.
Forget the process. It's about the final result.
That's right. He got the out. Here's Johnny Butler. Pitch home. That's inside. Ball one. Boy, that was outstanding. Fielded it clean, and well, you don't have to run at full speed there. It's nice, easy. Run over to first. The pitch. That's on the inner part of the plate. Dropped in beautifully. The curveball. Let's see. One ball, one strike, one out here in the bottom of the eighth. 8-1 Nuts. The pitch. Swing and a miss. What a night for Johnny Butler. Walk. Then the balk. Got him in scoring position. He scored on the Angeles double. in the first, Lansing's first run. Then a two-run triple, an RBI triple. That pitch is down low. Two balls, two strikes. Jesse, what do you think? Should we go fishing here in this eighth inning?
Depends what Johnny does.
2-2 pitch. That's fouled back our way. Oh, no. Just a little bit below us. And then on the ricochet, they didn't get it down there. The pitch, this is hard hit foul. That was a real chance, but unless I had Inspector Gadget arms or Elastic Girl arms, it just wasn't happening for me.
That's where you worry about a bad ricochet, too.
The 2-2. So we're going to tap her foul. They wanted me to go to the fishing net, but see, the problem is there's too much pride for me. I got to catch this with my bare hands. And it's just tough, Jesse. Are you supposed to hold the fishing net all game? How are you supposed to know when they're coming? 2-2 pitch. That's up high. Good at bat here from Butler. Oh, this is the anticipation build. If he reaches, we go fishbowl. If he doesn't, Jesse nixes the fishbowl. Time is called. No, no, no. The standard has been set.
Okay.
The voice of the squad since 2009 has spoken. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And there will be no joy in the fishbowl variety here in the eighth. Sorry, folks.
The anticipation for me right now is you're Henry Bolte. Your teammates have had a fantastic game. What do you do with your fifth attempt today?
Well, it's an important one. Three strikeouts and a ground out. Let's see if he can put one together. The pitch swings and misses. We've seen these stretches from Bolte. 8-1 nuts, bottom eight, bases clear, two outs, where he has gotten strikeout happy. 0-1. It's a high bouncing ball, knocked down on one bounce by Perez, and flings it to first and just gets the speedy Bolte for the third and final out. So Bolte unable to reach, does not strike out here, but just not quite able to get it through Perez. And the Nuts now three outs away from a win. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back to tell you about it when we return. 8-1, Lansing.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lansing Lugnuts are three outs away from ending an eight-game losing streak, and Jake Garland, big number 40, back to the mound, just in case there's action in the bullpen behind him. It is the right-hander Yason Sanchez warming, but 8-1, the Lugnuts leading the West Michigan Whitecaps. Roberto Campos, Luis Santana, and Patrick Lee, 5-6-7 batters in the West Michigan order, down by seven. First up, it's Roberto Campos, righty to righty. Strike called across the outside corner. Chen Zhengao Zhuang went five scoreless innings, two singles, no walks, one strikeout. Down and away, one ball, one strike. And then Jake Garland took over. In the sixth inning, the bases were loaded against him. That with one out, he only allowed one run. Then a perfect seventh, worked around a one-out single in the eighth. And now in the ninth, looking to finish it, he deals. Fouled up and away off the right side. One ball and two strikes on Campos. Campos last year played with the West Michigan Whitecaps, and he had some good moments against these Lugnuts. The rock, the fire. Bouncer hit weakly toward third. Man hustles in, grabs, transfers, fires. Got him at first. One gone. Bring up Luis Santana. Currently on sale in the Nuts and Bolts retail store. It's the 2024 Lansing Lugnuts team baseball card set.
Breaking news, Sounder.
Yeah, here's Luis Santana, who takes a called strike. And there's something special about the card sets this year. Every single pack features one of two special inserts. And a one. Strike called. It's either a major league card, a card from Topps or Bowman or the like, of a former Lugnut, or it's a current Lugnut autographed card.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. So I picked one up earlier today from Matt Hicks. Just to open it up, just to see what I could get. Oh, two from Garland. Santana chops it up the middle. Second baseman Yamauchi yields. It's the shortstop Anales who rips it over to first for out number two. And Adam earlier today picked myself up a Lazarito Armenteros card.
How about that, Laz?
Bowman Chrome. It's his first Bowman card. It's his rookie. So I've got a Lazarito rookie in my pack of 2024 Lansing Lugnuts team set. You pick up your 2024 Lansing Lugnuts cards, and it includes players such as Cole Kahn and Casey Yamauchi and Luke Mann, the recent additions, alongside all these other players like Jake Garland, looking to finish it off. Off the outside corner, ball one to Patrick Lee.
Boy, they got Noah Huff's good side. He's looking like a stud with the glasses on.
Lee takes ball two outside. 8-1, Lugnuts, one out away from the win. We are currently 2 hours and 1 minute into this game. Yeah, Noah Huff, Johnny Christensen in it. Here's the pitch. A ground ball down toward third, backhanded by Mann. Plants, fires, he's out at first, and this ball game is over. At 2 hours and 2 minutes, the Lugnuts score 8 runs to stop the 8-game losing streak. Nuts 8, Whitecaps 1.
Well, Jesse, all I can say is it's about time.
Post-game show coming up next. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Lugnuts collected 12 base hits. They held West Michigan to only 5. A day after, the Whitecaps collected 17 and beat them 15-9. Today, the Lugnuts scored 8 runs. And they stopped the Whitecaps 8-1 to end an 8-game losing streak. Welcome into Lansing Lugnuts postgame. With Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Lugnuts improved to 1-4, 33-37 for the year, while the Whitecaps dropped to 4-1, 35-36 for the season. Adam, do you want to begin with the pitching or the offense?
Let's begin with the pitching, Jesse. table setter tonight, Chen Zhong Ao Zhuang. We talked about it. Could he potentially go 4 or 5 innings, keep it at a runner or less? And he certainly did that. Didn't rack up a ton of strikeouts, just one, but he was effective. Weak contact, 5 innings, no runs, no walks. And he's part of the reason why this game took just 2 hours long. He was motoring through a team that was rolling offensively last night.
For all the old-school baseball fans who say pitchers don't know how to pitch, pitch to contact, let the batters get themselves out. That's what happened here today, because Zhuang and Jake Garland combined to walk only one batter. They combined to strike out only 3. We saw a ton of contact by the Whitecaps and a ton of outs from this Lugs defense.
Yeah, and again, that's why it was a quicker game. There wasn't a ton of strikeouts or longer at bats. He was able to put the ball in or around the zone, but do enough to get that weak contact. And boy, he is just a sensation to watch, the way he can command the zone and continue to flummox Midwest League batters. Great performance tonight by Chen Zhong Ao Zhuang, his second victory as a Nun.
Oh, by the way, the offense did their job. Will Simpson doubled, homered. Johnny Butler, 2 triples. Butler knocked in 3. Simpson knocked in 2. Simpson, Butler, Anales, Batista Jr., and Casey Amauchi, 2 hits in the win.
I want to start with Will Simpson, Jesse. He had been struggling on the road. I mean, he did have the home run last Tuesday, but he had a rather quiet series against Beloit. In terms of the extra base hits, the power, that's what we've seen so much, especially at home. And he did it in a big way tonight. One off the flagpole in right, a big-time salute for him, and then he came back and doubled as well. So nice job by the Nuts. They kept the pressure on, too, scoring in the first 6 straight innings of this game. Nice work by them.
Clybert Perez, right? He's the guy, because he blanked him in the 7th and the 8th, and everybody else. Well, Jack Anderson, Carlos Marcano did not fare as well.
Yes, indeed. It's an all-around. We talked about it for the Nuts. To end this skid, they were going to have to play a complete game. Pitch it, hit it, play good defense. No errors tonight for the Nuts. They gave up just 5 hits. They had 12 hits of their own. They get a 2-run shot. They put the pressure on early, got a good start. This is a formula for a victory, and it's got to feel good for the Nuts down there in the clubhouse tonight.
Outstanding. So Lug Nuts beat West Michigan by the final score of 8-1. Tomorrow we're having a 90s night of a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday.
Yes, we are. It's a great night. We've done it the last couple of years, so come out, wear your 90s-themed caps and jackets and scrunchies and bright colors, and we will bring you some 90s quotes like "Booyah," and we'll celebrate a rowdy crowd on a Thirsty Thursday.
Adam Jack's as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Darn straight.
Makes me really think of the Classic Sports Center, especially to the late Stu Scott. So, Lugnuts will start the right-hander Mitch Myers tomorrow. Myers will work in tandem with the right-hander Grant Judkins. They'll take on the best starting pitcher on the Whitecaps, and perhaps the best pitcher in the Tigers minor league system. We're going to get a look at Jade Pham.
He's great, and he's been excellent this year, and they have high expectations for him. So Lansing's going to have to they're going to have to come ready to go, and you know West Michigan's going to want to bounce back. They had won 4 straight. That streak ends tonight, but this series still up for grabs, tied a game apiece, 2 games in.
Can we say that he's been going ham on the Midwest League?
I think that works perfectly.
Okay.
And the Lugnuts will look to turn that into maybe some bacon tomorrow night.
Yeah. We look forward to it. 6:45, the pregame show. Gates will open here at 6 p.m. Get your tickets. Go to milb.com/Lansing. 7:05 p.m. first pitch. As far as today, want to call it a day?
As if. Just kidding. We'll see you tomorrow.
This Copy Routed broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Tomorrow night, I'm going to think back to the slang that I used in high school. And Adam, I don't know what we're going to get from Adam.
We'll see, but Jesse, we'll have another opportunity to potentially see Toot Blonde tomorrow night.
Yes, we will. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lugnuts 8, Whitecaps 1. Consider the Whitecaps washed out. Good night from Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol.